presidential election day is almost 10 months away, but Oval Office aspirants are busily raising money, courting votes, and projecting their candidacies as reflections of personal faith. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes that religion has become an increasingly important part of American politics.
I believe in an America where the separation between church and state is absolute. That was presidential candidate John Kennedy before an association of Protestant ministers in Houston in 1960, assuring them that being a Catholic would not affect his policies. I doubt whether a candidate would speak with such secular absolutism today when religion has become a familiar part of campaigning. President Bush has spoken of his religious journey starting in 1986 when he gave up drinking and committed his heart to Jesus Christ. Before him, there had been President Reagan, who spoke in almost prophetic terms of the Soviet Union as the evil empire. Increasingly, Democrats are paying their respects to religion. Howard Dean has talked of himself, especially when speaking in the South, as a committed believer in Christ. Senator Joseph Lieberman, an Orthodox Jew, lets it be known that he transacts no business on the Sabbath. No question there's votes in them there hills, but more for Republicans than for Democrats. A poll taken by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life finds Americans on the whole comfortable with religious rhetoric. In fact, nearly twice as many say there is too little reference to religious faith among politicians as those who say there is too much. And Republicans are widely viewed as more friendly towards religion than Democrats. So now Dr. Dean, clearly uncomfortable with the subject, says, "I think it's important, and you have to respect other people's religious beliefs and honor them, but you don't have to pander to them." You can understand why Dean is uncomfortable when you hear that in a recent Gallup poll, President Bush held a 67-30% lead over Dean among religious voters. It looks as though a start has been made on the Europeanization of American politics. Germany's opposition party is the CDU, the Christian Democratic Union. In Italy, in Belgium, in the Netherlands, Christian or Catholic enter into the names of parties. And in our country, there is more and more religion in politics, as the Gallup poll finds religion very or extremely important to the choices made by 1 in 3 voters. This is Daniel Shore.